Please welcome your new leader, Mike Nesbitt, MLA.
Fellow Ulster Unionists, thank you. You've placed a great honour on me, but you've also done something else. You've placed your trust in me. And I'm accepting that challenge today, a challenge to revive our fortunes. I said earlier this was more about where 15 people go on Monday morning, and it is. And you know now where I want to take us and how to measure whether I am successful or not. I want to thank John for the way he's conducted his campaign in this election. Let nobody doubt John's commitment to our party or in his belief in our ability to build a vibrant, safe and cohesive Northern Ireland. Like John, I want a shared and not a shared out future. I'll be talking to John over the next few days about his ongoing importance to me right at the centre of this party, John. I know you're busy in the meantime. You have a few shift patterns to arrange at the College of Midwifery. My mother had a birthday yesterday. She wanted me to torch the house and rescue her from the roof. But to John and to Jane, you've had quite a week. And I want this party to build a great future for Harry. I want to thank my team, my campaign manager, John Murr, to Richard Smart, the two Bens, Ben Harris, who worked away in the background on policy, and to Ben Kelso, who handled the media and the press with great confidence. Many others got involved along the way. You know who you are. I thank you too. I thank the 94 members who signed my papers, and I thank the MLAs who came out to support me. I wondered what you'd think of supporting a member with less than 3 years under his belt as a party member, but your answer was simple and inspiring. It was not a problem. And in that response, you have collectively transformed the image of this party, and at this moment I call on everyone, man, woman, young, old, urban, rural, Protestant, Catholic, who would like to serve as an elected politician to join this party, because we fast-track people in the Ulster Unionist Party. Come and join us. The values and the ethos that we share have never been our electoral problem, nor the policies. Last time a true colour survey proved we had the policies the electorate liked the best, yet it did not translate into votes. Our problem is we have been our own worst enemy, washing dirty linen in public. I stood for Westminster in 2010, and the taste of defeat was bitter. But it was good for me. It was a test of my resolve and my determination to stick in. And I was lucky. I only had to wait 1 year for the next election. But as that next election campaign kicked off, three people fell out over policy on Radio Ulster. That tasted worse than electoral defeat. So I offer this to every member in this room and beyond, elected or not. I offer you my loyalty with one condition. I ask the same in return. If we are to become the party of choice for every pro-union citizen of Northern Ireland, if we are to secure the electoral success that we want, then we must behave like a responsible party. Loyalty, trust, discipline, these are the values that must underpin our dedication to public service. This is a great party. The fundamentals are perfect. The membership base, you, the values, the ethos. Today, in your vote, you have empowered us to say that the last 14 years are over. Yeah. We leave here with heads held high, with a smile on our face and a determination to take the next steps in building a better Northern Ireland. Let me finish by thanking one other person, the person who has paid the biggest personal price for my political journey. Linda Brands does many wonderful things, particularly in terms of mental health and well-being. She will sit with somebody and she will say to them, you are not the first to have to go through this journey, and you're not going to have to take the journey alone, because I will walk every step of the way with you. And Linda, I thank you for walking with me so far, and I ask you to join me for the next step of the journey, please.